In today's State Capitol Report, we'll hear from a Wisconsin lawmaker who plans to introduce legislation to allow concealed carry permit holders to carry guns on private school grounds. In addition, he intends to reintroduce a bill that would eliminate gun-free zones on college campuses. And we will also hear from another lawmaker who opposes these ideas. Where do you stand? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It's coming up on 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, December 19th. Our first guest is Jesse Kramer, a Republican state representative from Keewascum. He's proposing to allow concealed carry in private schools and on college and university campuses. Good morning.
Good morning.
So clarify this legislation for us. You're planning on reintroducing a bill that would allow licensed gun holders to carry on college and university campuses. Why do you want to do this?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify that statement. It's not licensed gun holders. It's concealed carry holders. There's a big difference. There is no such thing really as a licensed gun holder. Concealed carry holder individuals have to go through a class to get a concealed carry permit to be allowed to legally carry concealed in public. What we allow in Wisconsin on our college campuses right now is concealed carry holders are allowed to carry on the college grounds. The problem is they are not allowed to carry in the college buildings. So in effect, what we are doing is disarming anyone who is a law-abiding concealed carry holder from before they can even walk to the school or park their vehicle and walk into class. They're not allowed to protect themselves around the college campuses because, effectually, they have no place to put the firearm when they get to the door of the building. Right now, we are treating these college adults as if they are a second-class citizen simply because they're going to school. These are law-abiding concealed carry holders, and right now, around our college campuses in Wisconsin, we're advertising to the criminal element, and we've seen this as a problem, that no one is able to protect themselves. They know that there is no one who is carrying any defensive weapon they'll be able to protect themselves. There was a story that came out last February. Fox 6 in Milwaukee did a story. I never expected this to happen, quote, unquote. Campus crime stats may not tell the whole story. So our college campuses, they put out crime reports every year. The campuses themselves are very, very safe on the campus. What those reports aren't telling you, though, is around the campus what's going on. And we need to allow these law-abiding adults the ability to protect themselves under their Second Amendment rights that they're guaranteed.
Well, thanks for clarifying that. It's concealed carry permit holders would be allowed to do this. UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank said in a statement last week that she is opposed to this plan. She says that many parents would have concerns about sending their children to a campus that may have guns in dorm rooms or at football games. She added that campuses already have a lot of unique safety challenges, and adding concealed weapons to the list would put everyone at risk. What's your response to that?
Well, let me ask the chancellor this. How does she know there are not weapons in your school right now? She doesn't. And the ones that are in the school right now, if they are there, are certainly not from people who are trying to do the right thing, and certainly not from someone who may be able to stop a problem if there is a problem. Some of the arguments that I hear are, well, you know, this is going to stifle free speech in the classroom. Someone's going to get up and shoot the instructor if they disagree. What's to prevent that from happening right now? Nothing. But what might happen is if we allow this in the schools, a law-abiding concealed carry holder might be able to get up and defuse the situation and end it if that ever were to occur. I think this is a huge overreach on the chancellor's part. I haven't seen her explain exactly what I'm explaining to you right now, what this will all entail, that there are well over 100 campuses nationwide that allow this on the campuses right now. They have no problems with their concealed carry holders. There's been no incidents of a violent crime by a concealed carry holder on campus because they are allowed to conceal carry on campus. This is just a false argument, and it's just, I honestly don't know where it's coming from because we haven't even introduced a bill yet. So it's something that we did introduce last session. We wanted a hearing on it because I wanted to be able to talk to the chancellors, talk to the police, talk to the students, talk to the parents, find out exactly where the problems are on this bill, how we can make this bill a much better and bill that will work for everyone across the board. But we never got that. And so now we will be starting at ground zero again when we do introduce this bill in order to come up with a better product in the end that we can hopefully vote on.
UW-Madison students are also organizing against this possibility. They've been circulating a petition against your bill. Some student activists were also planning on distributing sex toys on campus to illustrate what they call the absurdity of guns in classrooms. They also say the risk of the guns far outweigh any benefits. What's your response to the college students who are saying they're feeling uneasy about more guns on campus?
Well, once again, I'd like to ask, where is the risk? If you look at the statistics, there is no risk. These concealed carry holders have not been shooting up the classroom. That's not what's going on. In fact, what will happen is you'll have probably diminished crime around the campus again because these criminals who want to prey on the students will not know who is able to protect themselves anymore. Some of the arguments I get at UW-Madison when I talk to the folks out there are, well, we don't have the crime UW-Milwaukee has around their campus, the robberies, the assaults. But at the same time, I'm seeing quotes from students online there are websites that survey students what colleges they go to and different categories, and one of them is safety. Some of the stuff I'm seeing in Madison is, a college sophomore just 4 months ago, as a girl, I wouldn't recommend walking around alone at night at these far distances. Sexual assault isn't common, but it happens enough to make you worry. They do have Safe Walk, and that's a program where you can call and you can have two students walk with you at night, but unfortunately it ends at 1 a.m. And a lot of these students are saying, there's another quote here from a student 7 months ago, said Safe Walk should start at 1 a.m. That's when these problems are occurring. They just don't feel safe walking to and from campus. And right now, they can't carry anything to and from campus to protect themselves because they have no place to put that once they get in the buildings. The stats just do not show that these concealed carry holders are causing problems on college campuses.
Yeah. Our next guest, Democratic State Representative Melissa Sargent, co-authored a bill last year in response to your first proposal. She said you're basing your legislation on fear, and more guns on campus make everyone less safe. Is this fear-based legislation?
Absolutely not. This is reality-based legislation. If you look at all the legislation that I've proposed in the past, and I've only been in there for 2 years now, it is legislation that is forward-thinking. I do not wait for a problem to happen before I introduce legislation. I like to be proactive and forward-thinking and common sense and realistic about what might happen and not allow something to happen first. Because if something happens first and I haven't put this out there and I haven't tried to protect the public, well, then the blood is on my hands, really, right? Because I haven't attempted to protect the public. And that's my job as a lawmaker. I am not going to shy away from legislation that might potentially protect one person simply because some people might be scared of a gun. Because that's what I'm finding a lot of this is. People are scared of the actual instrument itself because they've never handled one. They just have no experience with one. I asked right after I introduced the legislation over a year ago in the last session, I had an interview with University of Wisconsin, Washington County. There was a reporter there. He interviewed me, I think it was the weekend after I introduced it. And I had interviews with multiple reporters after that. But this individual told me that they had done an actual survey, an objective survey of their students on their college campus, and it was overwhelmingly in support of concealed carry. Now, he told me that this study was going to come out with his report, and it would be coming soon. Never came. Every time I sat down with one of these college campus student government folks or the administration or the campus police, I said, have you done any objective surveying of your students? Obviously, we can see the couple percent of students that are standing on the corner with their sex toys protesting a bill like this. But have you objectively surveyed the entire student body? Because I haven't seen it right now. And I would really like to see those statistics.
Well, maybe some UW students will call as we ask if you think that concealed carry permit holders should be able to carry on UW campuses, or for that matter, technical college campuses in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Jesse Kramer is our guest. He's a Republican state representative from Keewaskum. He is planning on reintroducing legislation that would allow concealed carry in private schools and on college and university campuses. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with a Republican state representative, Jesse Kramer of Keewaskum, about his plans to introduce legislation that would allow concealed carry permit holders to be able to carry guns on University of Wisconsin and technical college campuses and on private school grounds. And we're welcoming your questions for him and your thoughts about this this proposal. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Representative Kramer, we have full lines, not surprising, but let's pivot to the K-12 school issue. So you want Wisconsin to allow concealed carry permit holders to carry guns on private school grounds. We're not talking public school grounds, public schools.
Right. So this is a totally separate piece of legislation with totally separate issues, K-12 schools. Right now, a lot of our K-12 schools in Wisconsin, especially the public schools, do have public safety officers on the campus, police officers on campus. But a lot of the private parochial schools do not. They just don't have the money to do that, to go out and hire an outside security firm to do that. So there are two issues with the schools. When we passed concealed carry in Wisconsin, we trumped federal law, wherein a law-abiding concealed carry holder, if they are as soon as they drive off of the road, into the parking lot, out of the school grounds themselves, they have to, in effect, unholster their firearm, put it in a lockbox, lock it up, or they're committing a felony because it's not in a lockbox right now. There is a federal law, the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act, that says, no, that's allowed on the grounds of schools. You're allowed as a concealed carry holder to carry on the grounds. And quite honestly, the place where the most accidental shootings occur is administrative handling of a firearm, being moving it, say, from a holster to a lockbox. So it's dangerous. So what we're proposing is that we get in line with federal law as far as the grounds are concerned. Now, the buildings themselves, it would be completely up to the school district, which means it's ultimately up to the parents, the administration, the school board, as to what they want to allow in the school and how they want to protect their students. Because right now, if you look at studies that are done by the FBI and the Secret Service, the majority of shootings in mass shootings in gun-free zones, they're over in 5 to 9 minutes. A lot of these schools in rural areas, you might not have a police officer there for 10 minutes, and even then, it might still take them several minutes to get into the school. The only one that lasted quite a bit longer was the Columbine incident, and that one lasted, I think, 30, 40 minutes. But mostly the other ones, they're over 5 to 9 minutes. It's done, and it is now a cleanup operation. It is no longer a rescue operation. So we want to allow our schools the ability to protect themselves in whatever way they feel is appropriate. And once again, this is something that's forward-thinking. No, we haven't had an incident here, thankfully. But at the same time, if I don't talk about this, the blood is on my hands as a legislator. If I did not allow the school district to protect themselves if they need, with whatever means they felt necessary.
Let's take some calls. Jim in Kenosha is with us first. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Thank you so much for inviting my guest. I just have got a comment to make. I don't know why we are promoting guns. You know, we already have a crime in the country, and police officers and stuff, they work very hard to protect the citizens and people living in the country. And arming everybody with guns with the same caliber that the police have, it makes their job dangerous as well. And
Maybe we can talk about that point, that if everybody has guns, the cops aren't going to know the good guys from the bad guys, and if everybody's armed, it doesn't make everybody safer.
Right, and this has been another argument, and I'd like to thank Jim for the call. The police do an outstanding job in this country. They really do. I went through the police academy myself. I was a police dispatcher for a little while. In tactical scenarios, the police are actually trained to identify even undercover police officers and armed civilians. They're trained to identify who these people are, and concealed carry holders are not trained to be running down the hallway chasing down the bad guy. They're trained to protect themselves or whatever people might be around them in a situation where the bad guy comes, say in the classroom or even on the campus. A lot of situations, a lot of these kids haven't even had to fire a firearm on campus. I mean, I've got stories here of victims on campuses where they've just had to pull out the firearm and the guy runs off. I mean, it's over. It's diffused. But those stories, when they go to survey students and they ask, have you been a victim? Well, they're not considering these people victims necessarily because they haven't been, well, raped or assaulted armed robbery hasn't occurred with them because they stopped the problem. So this has been an argument also, and I think it's also a false narrative because the police are trained to work in these situations to identify who the bad guys are.
Thank you, Jim, for the call. Kelsey in Lancaster is with us now. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning. My comment is just related to the gun-free zone signs on the doors and campuses and various other places. I'm in complete agreement with your guests because I've never thought that those would change the mind of somebody who really wanted to wreak havoc in a certain situation. I don't think they've ever, you know, looked at a sign and decided, oh, I think I'll go to lunch instead of, you know, being destructive. So I think we should be able to defend ourselves, and this legislation would allow us to do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelsey. A response with someone who agrees with you, Representative Kramer.
Right. Right. And there's this is something that I've tried to talk about also, these gun-free school zone signs. Right now, the state of Wisconsin is advertising to the world that our campuses are not secured. Around the college campuses, no one's cared. We have no kids, no young adults able to protect themselves. And in the K-12 schools, these are gun-free zones. And what's been happening, there was a story that came out. I held a forum at a local parochial high school early November to discuss this. We had experts, parents, teachers, law enforcement, to discuss the K-12 issue. And I wasn't up there. We didn't have legislators up there discussing it. We had experts in the field. And what I wanted to happen was, say we pass this law. It's a year from now. How do you see this playing out in your school? What do you want to see in your schools? And it was phenomenal. It was a great discussion from the people in the know. And just before we had that forum, Ohio, there was a story in Ohio that came out right after Sandusky several years ago. Ohio had actually had a law in the books that allowed carry in schools. Well, they started allowing their teachers to carry. A lot of school board members came out saying, we never want to discuss this. We never thought this was something we would ever touch. And the story that came out just in early November said, we're starting to arm even more teachers in our schools and provide more concealed carry in our schools because we know that it is a deterrent. As soon as you plaster those signs up, like we do in Wisconsin, it's an open shoot zone. It's not going to deter any criminal by any means, but any law-abiding concealed carry holder will not be in that building to stop any situation from occurring. And say we pass this law and we take down all those signs, or the schools decide to take down all those signs, there might be no one carrying in those buildings. But we don't need to advertise what buildings do have someone that could protect them, protect the students and the teachers, and what buildings don't. The criminals won't know anymore.
Let's go to Forrest in Minneapolis next. Hello, Forrest.
Yes, good morning. I am a concealed carry holder, first of all, so I'm going to qualify that. But I think this proposed legislation is, like, totally off base. If you want to really put your money where your mouth is, how about providing adequate funding to the technical college and the university system, and the private schools, they can pick up the tab. Put in the trained professionals who can handle and diffuse situations. What you're saying is it is fear-based. It is absolutely fear-based. It's political fodder.
All right, so hire security. Give the UW money to hire security. Don't change this law.
Sure. And that was one of the situations that I wanted to talk about at a hearing was venues like, say, Camp Randall. A lot of these the chancellors that I talked to said, we're concerned about, like, a Camp Randall venue. We don't want to have any firearms in there at any time. And I said, that's great. Then let's do what they do at Lambeau Field. Let's put up metal detectors. Let's have security at the door checking out every bag when they come in. And that way you know that, first of all, the concealed carry holders, law-abiding ones, are not going to be carrying in there. But secondly, you know that no one else is carrying anything in there. Right now you don't. And as for the fear-mongering argument, the statistics are on our side. The statistics are on the side of protecting the students and allowing law-abiding concealed carry adults who attend a college to carry. They are not causing crime on the campuses. But the statistics are there to show that around the campuses, kids are getting assaulted. There's aggravated armed robberies. These things are occurring. And it's not on the college campuses. The police on the college campus are not protecting the area around the campus. They're not protecting the students walking to and from their apartment late at night or through their vehicle 5 blocks away. This allows students to be able to protect themselves. And the ones who can't, the criminal element won't know anymore who those students are.
And we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us. More as this issue progresses. Jesse Kramer is a Republican state representative from Keewaskum. He is proposing a legislation that would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry guns on not only private school grounds, but on the University of Wisconsin campuses and technical college campuses in Wisconsin. This is the State Capitol Report. We will continue talking about this issue with another guest lawmaker from another perspective, and we'll continue to welcome your thoughts and questions and reactions. Our next guest is Melissa Sargent, a Democratic state representative from Madison. She co-authored a bill last year that would have banned guns on college campuses. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why are you opposed to Representative Kramer's proposal to allow concealed carry on college campuses?
Well, I first of all want to preface this by saying I absolutely support the Second Amendment. I know that guns and the gun culture is really something that is ingrained in our society, and my family actually owns guns. My sons are hunters. My husband's a hunter, and I think oftentimes people assume, because I don't support this legislation, that I want to take guns away, and that is absolutely not the case. However, I do know that we need to do everything that we can in order to keep our communities and our kids safe and secure from violence. And in fact, every day, far too many people are victims of gun violence. And in fact, dozens of Americans are going to be murdered, and hundreds of others are going to be shot and robbed, and quite frankly, commit suicide today. And I know that we must be doing everything that we can to prevent people from having guns in their hands when they can inflict damage to themselves and others.
Yeah. Well, respond to Representative Kramer's very last statement. He said the statistics are on his side, that concealed carry on a college campus or anywhere for that matter does not result in increased crime. And crime is happening on campuses that it could, in fact, alleviate.
Well, I'm smart enough to know that we can all find a study that says what we want it to say. And I know that Wisconsinites, and in fact, people all around the United States, lawful gun owners support sensible gun policies. And that introducing more guns, in fact, doesn't make people more safe. And I didn't prepare with a statistic to counter that message, but I have read, and I'm sure I could provide statistics that say that his legislation, in fact, doesn't keep people more safe.
Yeah. Well, gun rights advocates would suggest that gun-free zones or the banning of concealed weapons on a college campus, and especially a building that says gun-free, that makes people soft targets. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I actually disagree with that. I know from talking to law enforcement officers that, in fact, when there are lots of people having guns, you don't know who the good guy is and who the bad guy is. And there are not examples in history where you start arming people and vigilante justice starts occurring simply because a good guy has a gun and is stopping the bad guy. It's just that's simply not the reality. The reality is that we've had over 10,000 deaths due to gun violence in 2015. I'm sure the numbers as 2016 winds down are pretty similar. And we need to make sure that when we are victims, I mean, absolutely, I think everyone deserves to be safe and secure where it is that they are, whether it's at a school or a mall, or at a movie theater, at their job. But that safety and security, we need to allow the people who are trained to provide that safety and security to provide it.
Yeah. Let's get a call in before news from Chris in Milwaukee. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Joy. Big fan of your show. I'm actually calling from campus at UWM. I'm a student here. I just want to give a little insight. Last year, the opposition to the ability to have guns on campus is incredibly very vocal here. In fact, last year they put up a poster in the student union. A couple of students put a poster up in the student union. Detailing the violent crime incidents that happened on campus and just off campus in our area. And I believe either the Police Department and the Milwaukee Police Department have done a great job of keeping the campus safe, with the exception of one actual a shotgun-toting person robbed someone on campus a year or two ago. Overall, the campus is very safe. However, the streets around campus are littered with statistics of violent crime of students being strong-armed for robberies, and I feel that as a student, if I had the ability to carry on campus or in buildings, which otherwise I'm restricted, I would be able to protect myself against incidents such as that, just off campus.
Because we just have about a minute or so before our news break, Representative Sargent, what about a student like Chris who thinks that gun would help him protect himself on campus?
Well, I very much believe that we need to be providing the funds and the supports to our police officers and our sheriff's departments so that they can, in fact, make sure that those streets around our campuses are safe. And unfortunately, in Wisconsin, we've seen a dismantling of supports to our public services. Unfortunately, I think what Chris is seeing is a side effect of that.
Melissa Sargent is our guest. She's a Democratic state representative from Madison. She co-authored a bill last year that would have banned guns on college campuses. In our first segment of our state capitol report, we heard from Republican State Representative Jesse Kramer from Keewaskum, who is proposing a bill that would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry concealed guns on college campuses. So what do you think? What questions do you have? Do you think Wisconsin's concealed carry law should be expanded, so to speak, to allow this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is our state capitol report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about legislation that would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry guns on University of Wisconsin campuses, technical college campuses, and on private school grounds. We heard from a guest who was going to introduce or reintroduce this legislation in the next legislative session, Jesse Kramer, Republican state representative from Keewaskum, in the first half of our state capitol report. Now we are hearing from a guest who opposes these measures, Melissa Sargent, a Democratic state representative from Madison. And Representative Sargent, you're not the only one who opposes these measures. UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank said in a statement that there's enough to worry about on campus without adding concealed carry to the mix. She thought parents would also be reluctant to send their children to a campus that allowed concealed weapons in the classroom and such. Your thoughts on how the UW is dealing with this, and for that matter, Jesse Kramer saying, well, let's have a survey of students to see if they want it or not.
Well, I'm a proud graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison and actually really proud mom of a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I have had the opportunity to talk to professors on campus, to faculty on campus, to support staff on campus, and in fact to a number of students on campus, including my own son, and I realize there's some bias there. Mm-hmm. But overwhelmingly, I'm hearing that adding concealed weapons onto campus is not something that sits well with people. There's already enough stress that occurs on campus. And we, especially in Madison, have a fabulous campus police department, and making sure that we provide them with the resources to keep our campuses safe is the way that we the way that we need to go. Unfortunately, there was a we have a couple examples of gun violence on schools. Whether it was the campus shooting in Oregon in 2015, or the shootings at Sandy Hook, where multiple students and faculty unfortunately lost their lives, and in particular, in Oregon, there were people there who were carrying. This was a campus that, in fact, allowed people to carry guns on campus. And in the height of the moment, when bullets were flying and adrenaline was running, people chose to save themselves and to save their friends rather than to pull weapons out. And introducing more weapons into a situation like that is absolutely not the answer.
Let's take some calls. Colleen in Darlington is with us. Hello, Colleen.
Yeah, I guess my was to Jerry Kramer. First of all, I don't know how we can find out. I wonder how much money the DNR has.
You mean the NRA?
The NRA gave to his campaign. And then my second question is, you know, guns everywhere, keep everybody safe. Then why can't we have it at the Capitol?
Well, I think we do have concealed carry allowed in the Capitol, but not necessarily every legislative office. Can you clarify that, Representative Sargent?
So, in fact, the Capitol was, under the current administration, made a building where you could carry guns. There are offices that do have signs on them that you cannot bring guns into them. And interestingly, you can carry a gun into the chambers of the assembly where it is that you can watch, but you cannot carry a coloring book and crayons for your child. Certainly, I feel like that is terrifying and not the Wisconsin values that I or my constituents believe that we should be moving forward with.
Do you think the NRA is pulling strings, or some other lobbying organization is trying to make this happen?
Absolutely. There is an awful lot of third-party money. I'm not sure if Representative Kramer has received that money. I haven't gone through his finance reports. But across our nation, over many decades, the planting of fear and, quite frankly, lies being told as truths is out of control. And I know that law-abiding citizens who who own guns believe that we should be doing everything that we can in order to make our communities safer. And that, in fact, we are moving backwards with our laws in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, respond to Representative Kramer and others like him. He sounded very sincere when he said, I want to do whatever I can to help students and faculty and others protect themselves and to not, tie their hands behind their back when it comes to protecting themselves on campus, that blood would be on his hands if he did not try to change things.
Representative Kramer is very sincere. I very much believe that we need to be providing funding to our law enforcement officers. I believe very much that we need to be providing more mental health supports on our campuses to our students. And our faculty, they are high-pressure situations. We're in the middle of finals week for most of the campuses in Wisconsin, and I can tell you it's a pressure cooker on all campuses right now, and we need to absolutely be providing folks with everything, all the resources available. But I know that prevention, making sure that we don't go down the path of having to use a gun, is the direction that we can actually make the most, and unfortunately I'm going to say bang for the buck, making sure that we don't get ourselves in the position where people are carrying a gun and wanting to use that gun.
Susan in Holman is with us now. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think?
So I'm against having guns on campus, and my reasoning is I'm prior military, so I was three years in the Army, and that was 16 years ago. If I want to go get a concealed carry license, I don't need to go through a course because I was prior military. And also, I feel that I don't have enough training to do that. And if a situation arose, I'm not shooting my handgun every week. I'm not, you know, these kids are not going to have the muscle memory that's needed to pull this off if they feel threatened. Because if you're not trying to clear your weapon, you know, clear a jam, practicing, doing the things that's needed to prevent someone from harming you, it's not going to happen. And I think these kids are going to just cause more harm. And I feel that maybe the school should offer everybody, you know, self-defense courses, maybe, hand out mace, anything besides using guns.
A response for that, Representative Sargent.
Well, we're talking with a woman who has been trained. And hearing firsthand, her story is not unique. I've heard similar accounts from law enforcement officers as well as people who have served in our military on the front lines who have been taught to deal with that adrenaline rush in terms of crisis, times of crisis. And what she is saying is absolutely what I've heard from every single one of those people, that when you're in the midst of the moment and unless you are one of the people that is trained to deal with these crises, you have no business having a gun. And quite frankly, if she's still on the line, if she was in one of these situations, I bet you what she would say is, get down, get out, and get as many people out as possible is actually the right thing to do.
Yeah, we're going to move on to David on Facebook, who writes, if someone has ill intentions to use a gun, they will. Whether they are allowed on premise or not is irrelevant. We can say with almost 100% accuracy that every mass shooting that took place in America was in a gun-free zone. A response to that?
In fact, that's not the case. As I mentioned, the mass shooting in Oregon just last year was on a campus that did allow people to carry, and there were people with weapons that chose not to use them because it would have heightened the situation. I know that oftentimes I hear that if people had more guns, they would be able to prevent the crime. And I know that we don't make any of our laws that way. We don't pass a law saying, I'm going to punish someone for murder, and that's going to stop all murders. Or we're going to create more punishment for impaired driving, and that's going to stop all impaired driving from occurring. That's not how lawmaking works. really the question is not whether or not this law is going to stop all crimes of a certain sort. The question at hand is this law going to make our community safer or less safe? And I very much believe that by passing this law, we will have less safe communities.
Yeah. You know, supporters of concealed carry will say, you know, everybody predicted the Wild West was going to happen if we passed this law, and that hasn't happened. So, yeah, calm down, essentially. These dire predictions didn't come true when we passed concealed carry. It's not going to happen if we allow them on campuses. What's your response to that?
Well, ultimately, we do know that in states that have more loose gun laws, actually there are more injuries and deaths related to guns. So I know based on polling as well as conversations that I've had with people all around Wisconsin, not just in Madison, that lawful gun owners across the state of Wisconsin support sensible policies. And that everyone wants to be safe and secure where it is they spend their time, whether it's at a school, at a park, at a ball game, at the mall, at the movie theater, and certainly introducing more guns into high-pressure situations is not going to make our state a more safe and secure place.
Well, Sue, a lot of interest in this topic. We still have full lines, but only a minute to go. The Republicans grew their majorities in the Assembly and the Senate. How worried are you that these gun bills will become law this time around?
I continue to be very worried. I think that what we've seen in Wisconsin, quite frankly, are laws being passed that don't match the will of the people of our state. And I believe that we very much need to come up with a way to ensure that our policymakers are in fact listening to the people of Wisconsin and not just moving legislation forward based on third-party special interest groups.
Melissa Sargent is a Democratic state representative from Madison, and she also co-authored a bill last year that would have banned guns on college campuses, responding to Representative Jesse Kramer's plans to introduce legislation that would allow concealed carry permit holders to be able to carry guns on UW campuses. This is the State Capitol Report.